We're here with Doug Howard, who is the Chief Strategy Officer for Perimeter Security, or Perimeter eSecurity, excuse me. Doug, how are you?
Good. Doing great today.
That's great. Listen, I wanted to ask you about the trends that you're seeing out there in the marketplace this year, especially in comparison to last year, because we've had a long year, a lot of changes, and I'm sure you have some comments on what you're seeing out there.
Yeah, there's a number of different trends in the marketplace we're seeing. Clearly, one of those trends is in the security spaces as a whole consolidation. If you look at the number of players at the RSA show where we are today, you'll see that there are hundreds of vendors out in the marketplace that, quite candidly, most of them are more features of a product or a solution suite rather than a standalone company. Right. And in this marketplace, there's a lot of $5 million and $10 million revenue companies that just, quite candidly, aren't going to survive in a down market where liquidity is limited, exits are limited, and also capital for them to continue to grow is limited, which obviously plays into our historic strategy of acquiring technology companies and acquiring companies that build into our service suites and supplement where we are. I think some of the key areas that we're focused on is vulnerability management as a suite of services, which includes our acquisition of Edgios. And then obviously within that, we have partnerships for patch management. And then we are also looking at DLP as an additional incremental add to our solution suites.
Sure. Maybe you can tell me a little bit more about those products and how, in particular, you're differentiated, amongst your competitors.
So one of the key differentiators for us, especially in the financial services marketplace, is our market share. Mm-hmm. We currently have about 3,000 credit unions and banks, therefore about a 17% market share. We're looking to grow that over the next couple of years significantly, and the way that we do that is in two ways. One, the continued customer service that we have today. One of the ways that we measure ourselves and we consider a competitive differentiator is for every ticket that we do as a customer, we send out a survey. How did we do, and would you recommend us to other customers? Mm-hmm. On the how did we do, you got to remember that these are customers that just had a problem of some sort. They had a telco failure, they had equipment failure, they had a question.
Right.
And you would think that inherently you're addressing them at a negative point in time.
Sure.
However, the question relative to how did we do, we get a 98.7% positive feedback that we fixed the problem quickly, we resolved their question, and everything was done completely. The second component of that question is, would you still refer us to another peer of yours to be a vendor to them? Mm-hmm. And we get a 99% positive feedback on that particular one. So, for me to say what's our differentiation in the marketplace, we'd spend a lot of time since we have 50 products and services, but I think the best way to say is our customer service has been recognized by our clients as being number one in the marketplace. Secondly, I think our approach to suites of service is significantly different. If you look at most of our competition, they tend to be very focused on one particular technology, one particular suite of services, whereas we have 50 products and services, and when you're in a vertical market such as financial services, vendor consolidation itself is a huge advantage. So our ability to provide basic IT services such as messaging, IT WAN management, desktop services, when you combine that, especially with the extreme concern of SaaS solutions, software as a service solution, of are they secure? Are they reliable, and do they meet my compliance requirements?
Right.
We can check off each one of those. One, we're a security company, and everything we do has to be secure. We're audited on a regular basis by third party. We do SAS 70 at a product level, and we're also regulated on a national basis as well. Secondly is business continuity. SAS services have to be more reliable than the customer could provide themselves. We're extremely distributed in the sense of our data centers to make sure every service is built in a highly redundant way. And then lastly, it's got to be compliance. Compliance is a key driver for most of our customers making an acquisition to start with of a technology. And therefore, if we can't, one, do the check mark, which is extremely important, but more importantly, build that trust with them that not only did we do the check mark, but we're actually accomplishing what they're trying to do with the inherent intent of what the compliance requirement originally was,
right.
i.e. being more secure or data assurance or information security.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds great, and maybe you can tell me, what are you guys emphasizing at the show this year? I mean, what's new?
So emphasis on the show this year is really focused on two technology areas. Number one is secure messaging, not just email, but also IM, for example, and business transactions. And so to be able to do that, you have to meet a tremendous amount of compliance requirements. GLBA obviously has requirements. FRCP has requirements on civil procedures with e-discovery, those types of things. And so we've built a suite of services that really take it to the next level. That would be in the messaging suite, where we obviously provide hosted basic IT services such as hosted Exchange or POP solutions, which is an alternative to Exchange lower cost solution. We inherently provide on top of that secure solutions, so AV spam filtering, as you can imagine, on the gateway, as well as content filtering. In addition to that, we provide secure email services, so actual encryption of email in REST as well as encryption in transit, which is a requirement for most banks and financial institutes, as you can imagine, to send data across open WAN environments or IP networks. Mm-hmm. The other aspect of that is e-discovery and archiving. FRCP, as well as other particular compliance requirements, require you to actually maintain data storage for a period of time for court procedures. Therefore, we've been able to take our solution suite on archiving, email archiving, extend that to IM, for example, and other messaging services. Therefore, we can keep and retain data for customers for long periods of time, either 12 months, 24 months, 36 months, and sometimes even 10 years for some of them. And therefore, by building that solution suite as part of a suite of services, it really gets the customer to be able to see all of their data across an entire messaging suite of services, including, again, business transactions.
Sure. Well, we know that Perimeter is very knowledgeable in the financial sector, and obviously you have a very high customer satisfaction level. Maybe you can give us some advice or give our readers some advice when it comes to really looking at services that you offer or even dealing with some of these issues you brought up.
One of the things that we do is we have a questionnaire. We include it online for free to all of our clients. It's actually available via CUNA as well. Mm-hmm. And basically it allows you to fill out and say what services and technology you have and what your priorities are as well. And with that, it gives you a spit out that basically says, in a report format, exactly what services would bring you the most increased level of security or decreased level of security, decreased level of risk, mm-hmm. that will allow you to actually pick and choose the ones that are going to have the biggest impact. We all know that there are endless numbers of security technologies out there you can apply to your infrastructure.
Sure.
And if you choose the ones that give you the largest bang for the buck, for lack of better words, and slowly work your way down, mm-hmm. and as new technologies come out, some may pop to the top, some may pop to the bottom, it really gives you a way to not overspend in your security approach to things, while at the same time being able to protect your widest base of assets and reduce your risk at the most fundamental levels.
Great. Doug, thank you very much for your time, and have a great show.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.